I appreciate my life. I shake. I appreciate my breath. I shake. I appreciate my sight. I shake. Gratitude for my health. I shake. Gratitude is the happiest move. Even if I happen to lose, everything deserves gratitude. That's my everyday attitude. Gratitude. That's my everyday attitude.
Starting off with the poem. The wind lifted me up into the trees where I danced to the rhythm of the evergreen, swaying to the tune of the northern breeze, frozen in timeless melody. Christiane Martin. Sending love, light, prosperity to all listeners out there. This is Gorgeous QT, and I am your inspiration to free your mind. Here with me is my lovely co-host, Lissa Renee.
Hey, beautiful people.
Today is July 10th, 2022, and we're going to get a little bit in into this straw man.
Before you get into it, hold on, I'm sorry. Just want to welcome y'all back to Vibrate Higher. Just wanted to say hey, and we thank y'all in advance for listening. And, yeah, kicking into the straw man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We appreciate y'all for listening. I'm just so anxious to get up into this. Just dropping a little bit of knowledge on the listeners that I do got out there, that we have out there, to basically crack your minds open to the whole meaning of vibrating higher. Okay. Birthrights. When you're born, you're given a birth certificate and a social security number, right? Do y'all ever think about those numbers mean, or do you just think that's just, you know, them, you know, docking your every move? You have to have this to do this, to get this, and all of that. Because it's more to it. The citizenship of being American, a citizen of the United States and the United States of America are two different things, okay? They're literally corporations, right? Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
So, okay. I'm just stuck on the whole, you know, us being having a status as far as ethnicity, you know what I mean, financially, whatever the case may be. But bottom line is, we're slaves, you know. It's no other way to put it. We're modern day slaves. Can you elaborate on what I mean a little bit about for the listeners?
And so first of all, let me clear that up. The ones that choose to stay sleep or in oblivion, whatever you want to call it, those would be the modern day slaves. As far as you and I, we are walking upright and we're correcting our mother's sins, so therefore we're teaching our kids upright. Yeah. And so what we're trying to do is to keep, you know, is to prevent the shit that is still going on. So we want to stop the slavery that still exists today. So, yes, slavery was abolished and whatever they say, but, yes, it still exists in certain states, and then it still exists within certain characteristics of, you know, certain people. And so for that, like, and excuse me in advance, but, like, I say the word, and this might piss y'all off, but when people say the word nigger, you have to break it down. Because you took niggas, which was, you know, kings, and what we were really honored upon, and you turned it into something that really means an ignorant person.
Right.
Exactly. You turned it in what you do everything to, what you do to everything we have. And so, so I call call people that sometimes, because if that's what you act like, that's why they treat certain people like that. They treat people like niggers still exist to this day, as so they call us. So with that, people have to understand that we are living under different laws. And so with that straw man, it really took me back because me and Queen T, we were talking earlier, and I was just telling her about just everything that comes with it. So once you're doing all this stuff, I don't know if people know this now, but it's hard to find that information. But with TikTok being like a real local news or a national news, more national, not local, it lets you know all of these things because they're wiping it off the internet. They're wiping it off of YouTube because 2 to 3 years ago when I was starting this, I would just do my research daily and I would find all of this stuff. It was telling me how to claim my nationality and how to authenticate my birth certificate to open those trust funds. And it was now none of that stuff is there. And so we need to wake up. And so up on that, I was just going through, the Black Law Dictionary. And so I was just breaking all of this shit down because birth, it is the act of being born or wholly brought into a separation existence. So wholly is not partially. Right. And so a certificate, that's a document, and it says it's a document used in English, and even English is hyphenated, courthouse. And it states no goods can be exported by the certificate, except foreign goods formerly imported on which the whole or part of the customs paid on importation is to be drawn back. So digging a little deeper, that might not make a little sense, but going into foreign. So that's bringing to another nation or country, belonging or attached to another jurisdiction, made or done or rendered in another state. And so, subject to another jurisdiction. So, then getting on down to the goods. I mean, you valid, you sufficient in law. And so effectual. And that is successful in producing a desired or intended result. Okay, so going on down more, and it states that a note is to be good when a payment of it is at maturity or may be relied on. So unacceptable. It was not in the first edition to the Black Law Dictionary, but objection was, and to be objectional, of course, it's the opposite of unobjectional. So digging a little deeper, it states objection. It is the act of objecting, and that is which may be or presented into opposition. And so it goes on down to, an adverse for reason or argument, a reason for objecting, a feeling of disapproval. So not only would that mean the total opposite, but that would mean a feeling of approval. So when people say it's not any good, any benefits, funds, whatever you choose to call it, I call it bullshit.
Yeah.
For sure, or foreign goods. We were brung here to this shit land, and we made it the beautiful that it is today. Now, don't get me wrong. When I say we were brung here, I'm not saying this was never our land to begin with. This was just a piece. And in this place, we are stripped of our titles of royalty. We are treated like the lesser when really we are the better. And before you motherfuckers take it and run with it, let me explain why I said what I said and I mean what I said. Because, and I'm going to get deep, and I know people, some of y'all listening might be religious. And so when you really think about it, motherfuckers be praying not knowing the Creator was sent for us. You cry out to Jesus because you know Yahshua was not sent for you. So you try to you gotta change it. And so when you think about it, there were never no J's back there in the dictionary in that time. So you can tell right there that's the creation of the man made. So not only was the Creator sent for us, we are His lost sheep. And not only, and I'm not making this a black on white thing, it ain't nothing like that. But not only do white people mayonnaise the fuck out of everything we do and call it something new, but they know the truth, and that's why so much is hidden from us. They fear the rise of us coming together, and that's why they're doing so much to keep us apart. They know that what we're capable of, and my motherfucking skin is worth more than gold. Like, I can't make, and we were born, and they were created, and I'm going to leave it at that. And again, no, I'm not a racist. I have white friends like white people have black friends.
Exactly.
But breaking all that down, a birth certificate is, I mean, there's goods attached to it, but really when you think about it, we are the only country that has birth certificates, and then it still doesn't tell you nothing. It's your name with some numbers attached. It doesn't state your nationality. It doesn't state nothing about you. So what really is the point of having a birth certificate?
Okay, so that's what I want to get into. And I'm going to give y'all a link or a site to go download some documents. They're free. And for you to get a better understanding of why all of this matters and why it all ties in together. As it was stated before, the land is ours. We're indigenous. And long ago, I don't even have my dates. I'm sorry, you know, but things went down to where this country has an ongoing case. I'm gonna just say, I'm not gonna drop it like that. I don't want to say, but go download the documents. It's an ongoing case or whatever that basically has you working, you know, working these jobs, being taxed on tax on dollars on dollars on dollars, paying bills on top of bills on top of bills. Your bills are already paid for. One thing, am I right or wrong?
No, you're right. And when you said that, I was going to cut in and make a joke. I'm sorry. I was going
to
say, rack on rack on rack, because that's what
I
it seems like. It just piles up. And so I'm going to let you get deeper into that, but I totally agree. And so with that, you know, with you saying that, once you get done, I'm going to let these people know, like, why do you think you see your name in all capital letters? Because you are a business. They're using us as a business.
Exactly. So why not be your own business, you know what I mean, claiming creditors, and they have your name, they send your name in capital letters attached to bills and stuff. The thing is, if you authenticated your birth certificate and claimed who you really are, they would have to pay you because that's who it's to, right? That's me, right? So you being the creditor and the debtor, there's nobody behind that. You cannot find out. You can't go to court. They can't take you to court, and you can't ask them, well, who's the sole creditor, who's the sole debtor that is bringing me to court for me not paying my rent or me not paying my light bill? Who is that? Right? They're going to give you a business or whatever, but when it comes down to it, you will never find that out because all of this stuff is hidden from you so that you don't claim what they claim is theirs. Okay, I'm gonna give y'all some books also. Okay, I need y'all to go and try to read or try to find Arnold Montanio's America, 1671. That's one book, okay? Mm-hmm. Black America
mm-hmm.
for Survival Handbook, right? What Every African American Should Know by Kerry Davis. Africans and Native Americans, I'm sorry, by Jack Forbes. The Black Law Dictionary that Lisa spoke on earlier, okay? Because a lot of this stuff is wordplay. When I say wordplay, you may think, you know, mourning means, you know, a happy thing, like we getting up in the morning, but, you know, also you go to mourn somebody at a funeral, you know, it's sadness. The language mm-hmm. is cursed. They don't teach this in school because everybody has to take an oath to uphold this secret that they went bankrupt before anybody ever knew.
Oh, yeah.
And then implemented the law.
Yeah, we went broke a few times, and so this last time, I just want to make people aware. Back in 1925 through 1927, that is when America really lost it all. And so this shit that we spend now, yes, we need money to, you know, to survive, but the shit ain't real. It holds no real currency.
Right.
And so back on that Black Law Dictionary, before we get too far ahead, I just want to make y'all aware that the first edition, the first two editions, was by Henry Campbell Black. And so you can go look that up. And then there's several other editions. I like to stick to the first two. And then because it's so much, I haven't worked my way through the others. And so like she said, like Queen T said, there's a lot of shit. Like this wordplay that we say, we have to stop saying hello and goodbye. Like we are casting spells, seeking spells on ourselves and others.
Right. And I find it disrespectful. So anybody that's listening that knows me, please, you know, let's work on that. That's something, that's one thing you can work on every day to vibrate higher. And that's all it's about. Getting up out of this spell that they have us under. Okay.
Yep,
I feel like, you know what I mean? So, authenticating your birth certificate and stuff, it comes with things because, you know, being a citizen has certain perks per se. And I'm hand quoting, can't nobody see me, but yeah, I'm hand quoting perks because welfare ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? If we was getting paid what we're worth, since they want to, you know, and have it floating around as so-called currency, which even that word is wordplay. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're correct. Why you think they've been trying to get people to jump on this cryptocurrency? Like, come on now.
Exactly.
You can be rich today and broke tomorrow. Quit playing. They robbing us, and they sending these people out here, and I just want to make y'all aware of this. It's kind of a little off topic. But a lot of these people that we see on TV is not even real. A lot of these people that y'all idolize is not even real. Like, come on now. Just like we know the pale faces can wear masks, people of color do too. They shift into people bodies like we were talking about earlier. Khloe Kardashian, big ass Elvis Presley. Let's not even play. Like, I'm not going to jump into that on this episode, but we'll most definitely talk about the cloning.
Right. I know people have seen, you know, where the white guy ordered a black mask offline and robbed a bank. And the way he got caught was because girlfriend felt bad and called the police or some shit like that, right?
I ain't never heard that shit.
You
that
never
would
heard
ran me
that?
Hot.
You never seen that?
Hell, look, I don't read shit like that.
You're right. But I
man,
this is something that I've seen. Now, I'm not saying that I've seen the actual mask my damn self type shit. But who's thinking of shit like that? Who's thinking of shit like that?
But that just shows how much they hate us. And, like, come on, bro. You could have do like somebody else. Just throw a wig on. Why you got to be like your person of color? You want to bring us down?
Right.
They already shoot us when we walk out the door. Once we put that black on the birth certificate, we already labeled dead. That's what a lot of people don't know. Black equals death. And going on back to the Black Law Dictionary, that's black equals pale. Y'all pale faces. And sometimes when you go back in the books, depending on what you're looking at, you'll see a person of color and then say white slaves. They took everything we was, color washed, brainwashed, every kind of washed, and did it to us and basically gave it to us, and this is what we accepted. And so for this whole time, we've been going around saying, yeah, we black, I'm black, and I'm proud. That's all they took, that black and I'm proud.
Right.
They laughing
claiming
at us.
That. Claiming that.
When you,
and
what
that,
is black?
That's what
I can get the fucking color.
Right. Claiming that. So, and you know exactly what I'm about to jump into. What are we supposed to be claiming, right? Who's indigenous? Like, who's the people? Because if we're not black people, then what are we? Are we Indians? Are we Native Americans? You can't have American at the end of nothing. You ain't American nothing. That's made up is what I'm trying to get, you know, we're trying to get you guys to understand. Now, we're Moors.
Mm-hmm.
Period, point blank. Moors. And, you know, even now, Lissa, and this is a question coming from me just, you know, asking, is there a difference between more, Moorish, you know, or, you know, what is more?
Question.
Being a Moor.
Because,
yeah.
Being a Moor is, you know, basically being who you are. Like, Moors were here before any other nationality existed. Like, before you could say there was a white man and Asian man, we were Moors. Because that's why you see some of the, you know, the Asians, they look like us. Because, you know, let me make this clear. We, as Moors, we have that, not only that immortality, but we have, you know, that creation, that abundance of creation. And so we birthed it, this nation. We created every color that there is out there. Because I don't want to get too deep into that, but, like, when you say we are Moors, you have to really break it down. Because, like, when you say Moor-ish, I feel you know, the color. Yeah, because either are or you're not. And so, and to be honest, we are Americans. Like, and I mean, I know that might not make sense, but you got to think about it. We, not only were we here first, and so it just, you gotta go back. Like, you gotta really think about it. And so when we go back, and again, like I said, there's a whole type of, you know, you see different type of color Moors, but that was that. That's just what it was.
Right.
And so we came into about, I would say about 1642, once, you know, the white man started discovering what was already here, that's when you wanted to start breaking shit off. And we, you know, that's when we really became, you know, labeled. And so even with that, Moors, no matter how you put it, it's just the natives of this land who we are. And even with that, being a Moor, it comes with having that, it just might sound crazy.
It comes with more roles, you
that
know?
Extra, exactly, but you have that extraterrestrial energy, like you have the energy. And then so what we, and I hate to say it like this, but where we fell off with Moors, we not only did we accepted them, so let's be clear, yeah, we let them in, but not knowing that they was going to do it how they did, but even still, like, we accepted those labels. Why?
Right.
If we are Moors and we're going this native way and we're doing this, and it wasn't even no diseases back then. Like, a lot of people, like, polio, that shit didn't start happening until we run white people along. That's when the civilization became destroyed. And let's just be honest. They destroyed what we had. And so, again, we walk around with these labels. When you treat people, you know, how you treat Moors, and you do your rituals, and then you greet each other as king and queen. And we don't do that no more. You call somebody that shit, they look upside your head and think you're trying to talk crazy.
Right. You can't even say Grand Rising, queen or king, without, you know, somebody getting offended these days. And that's crazy to me. Why? It's because you don't know yourself. You don't know what's within you. You can go to Africans and they'll even tell you that you're not descendants of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
That's y'all's land. You know, and I just want to open y'all's minds to getting it back. They're not going to teach this in school.
They're about to take that up out of school.
Exactly. Critical race theory is coming up out of school. And that's not even, that's a blip in where the fuck we came from. That wasn't our history. You know what I mean?
It was not. So, y'all just interrupted our history.
And I just want y'all to know, your signature is the most valuable thing that you could possess. I will not tell you that. Your signature is the most valuable thing you possess. Not the Social Security number, not your birth certificate, none of that. You know, none of that really means anything.
And I know I'm jumping all over the place, but before you wrap up on the Moors, I know I went off a little bit, but for the people that cannot understand or understood what I said, in simplest form, to be a Moor is a person, you know, of color, dark skin, And so, you know, usually they try to link it with anyone that is Muslim. You can't slap, that nation on everyone. Everyone is not Muslim. To be honest, if we're just talking, I really do classify as a Hebrew Israelite and being a Muslim. And so, Moore is just a person of dark skin. And so they try to say, like, if you look it up, and I know some of y'all go research it, so for the researchers, it might say something like a black servant or originally enslaved. It's a black.
I'll do you one better. Y'all seen The Black Knight. What was they calling Martin Lawrence? Mm-hmm. The whole movie. Moore.
Exactly.
Right? You know?
Quit playing.
So that, they put it in your face. Because universal,
and he was putting it in our face too, and that's why they try to make it like he went crazy.
Exactly, mm-hmm. They have to tell you. They tell you in
just like now
these movies,
And now they're with TikTok, they're starting to trying to act like they want to let us know information, and so then now they're trying to release the information on the sightings of aliens. We've been seeing all that.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Like, y'all not keeping nothing from us. Y'all might be hiding it from some other people, but the shit
it's
that y'all trying to release to us now, we done found out years ago. We knew this shit. And then,
Now they scared.
You were saying about the universal laws. Like, I wanted you to dig a little bit deeper into there because, like, I liked how you was talking about use that birth certificate. Like, seriously, use your birth certificate to trace and find your roots, your land, and free yourself.
Right.
Like, I like when you said that, like when, you know, you was just running it by me. And so I don't know if y'all taking this serious or not, but you got to think about it. With that birth certificate, you basically signing a contract. And what I'm going to leave it at this after I say this, you signing a contract. Why the fuck you think CPS can come get your motherfucking kids? They're your kids, but these motherfuckers can come get them because you signed that motherfucking birth certificate. Before I left the hospital, I didn't name my kid until the last day because they kept fucking hounding me. My kid was going to leave the hospital without a name. They kept coming in there, hounding me. They wanted me to sign the birth certificate, all this. That's because they need that contract. Because they need whatever my name is attached to, my kids, whomever, whatever your name is attached to, you best believe they're getting paid for it. They're not sending out shit free. Everything with your name that is capitalized, they run you as a business, and they're using that to collect money. So if you're using that shit, why can't I cash my shit in, open my trust funds? And a lot of people might joke and say, well, we've been on here and we can't find it. Dig a little deeper. And I'm not throwing no shit out of there because I really didn't want to dig too deep into this, but it can be done.
Exactly.
I know it's been done.
Right.
You can claim your shit.
Exactly.
I know people that are claiming their shit. I'm in the process as well. Like, I don't let none of this shit scare me. Like, honestly, like, being spiritual has taught me to be fearless and serious. So, like, we really want to put y'all on as well. Like, there's no need to walk around blindsided when this shit is hidden in plain sight. If you don't open your fucking eyes, shit, they're going to continue to put this shit here and make you think you're going crazy. But once you, once you just sit with yourself and feel that shit, you would know what is right and what's for you. And this shit is not for us. This is not us.
Everybody been feeling.
We is not black.
Feeling that. Mm-hmm.
But everybody been feeling that, but what they going to do? What we going to do? We going to talk about it? We going to feel it? We going to fucking spring to action? Because I don't want to just keep talking about it. I want to talk about it so we can spring into action. Yeah, we rising up, but let's go do something. Because I want all my people shit back. I don't give a fuck. I see that my family, we came from Wales. And that's why I wanted to touch a little bit on the coat of arms. My last name is not even my last name. And I started giving people my last name, but private information. But I'm not, this ain't my shit. I'm rocking my fucking Klansman name. Me and my people. And on my other side, they rocking another people's. But we originate from Wales. And that touches on what we talked about on the first episode because, yes, again, this is our land. But where y'all over there claiming king and queen royalty, that's our shit. It's always been our shit. Y'all came and got us from where we was and brought us over here. That's why they say the white man took your heaven. I can't quote it, but basically – they took our heaven and basically gave us this bullshit right here, hell, and pointed our heaven to the sky when we was already living heaven on earth. And a lot of people don't understand, like, y'all want to be Christians, but y'all don't study the Bible, and you don't understand that the whole mission, the whole time, was to bring heaven to earth. So we was already living on earth. Y'all bring us to hell. So let's be real.
Yeah.
We are spiritual beings having a, you know, a human experience here, but let's not forget the fact we still want our people's shit back. Ooh, and that shit rhymed. I didn't even want it to. I'm just talking off the top of my head, but I sound like a rapper, Donna. No, seriously, but for real, people, like, we really got to wake up. Like, yeah, and like you said, we talking about it. I know you and I are springing into action, and that's what we want. Like, that's what Vibrate Higher is about.
Right.
Like, we don't want to just talk about it. We want to do something. Like, it's time to do
something.
I'm digging up all my shit for mine. I'm finding so much fucking land, and it's just so much. And then, I don't know if y'all know, but it's like billions in treasure buried here in Texas. And when I study my people's background, I ain't going to tell you where, but I need people to know. While we, when people be saying, oh, don't be getting caught riding and booing around, you know, when it hit dark, we used to have booing. That cattle and land and that shit, that is our people. And if y'all don't know, y'all better fucking get your people shit back. I know people in the process of getting it back. Again, I'm in the process of getting it back. It's not for the money. But how you know, I'm trying to break, not only am I trying to break those generational curses, but I want my people shit. Why the fuck you don't have it? You got all this bullshit on the cattle and raising your family on it and raising, you know, you got good wealth. But on my people's shit, that don't sit right with me.
Right.
It will never sit right
playing
with me.
Playing Monopoly.
And so I need people to been playing Monopoly, and we done letting y'all play it. And I'm going to collect $200 every time I go, and I'm on go.
Yeah. Yes.
Should I play Monopoly with my kids? I know how I go.
For me, it's all that. I want the money. I want the land. I want it all. You know, they get to make the laws. You know, who's coming up with this? You know, who made these rules? Why the fuck I can't grow my own motherfucking food? What's wrong with that? Who is that? You know,
and did you see Adam Acres Bill Gates just purchased? Did y'all see Adam Acres he just purchased?
I did.
Oh.
I did see that. I did, and he been purchasing land like that.
He supplies the farmers, like his little shit, but he the same ones want to put chips in it. Like, people don't be, they don't, but sometimes, like, it's like kind of like, how did we know? But now that we know, why are y'all still choosing to go that route? There in the sun, I grow some shit. I will sit out there with nature and self and grow some shit, but we'll talk about that a little later, but when you speak of the laws, like, who started creating this shit? What happened to the universal laws?
Right. What happened to it? The morals. Like, you know, why is people out here killing and why we got to do all that? You know, why we can't just live, trade? I don't even want to fuck with the money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Why we can't live self-sufficient off of our land without any disturbances.
Without how would they make money if we did that?
Right, exactly. That's what I'm talking about, that currency. You know what I'm saying? You at work, you know, you're working hard for, you know, I don't feel like I'm being paid any the amount I'm worth at any job. I don't give a fuck how much you're paying me an hour. You
can't put a fucking dollar amount on me.
You
exactly cannot put a dollar amount on me.
You hear me? So, like,
yes.
That's just, you know, that's true freedom to me, and that's just what I want for us all.
Most definitely. And again, that's what we're here for. I'm trying to bring y'all to this light.
Yeah.
But I did want to tap into those universal laws, like just spiritually grounded and more connected. And you can jump in anytime. I just want to go over these 12 that, you know, resonated with me. And want to go in a little bit on them. And then I just want to explain on, you know, how we can apply it to our everyday lives, because, you know, people, they expect to jump into this spiritual journey and then shit to happen overnight. It's a daily fucking process.
Right. No.
It's a daily process.
Exactly.
Like, seriously. I have to, I work for a call center, and I like to match energy. So, again, it's an everyday process with this spirituality shit, just like people would say in religion, like for with Christianity. So, starting with the first universal law, which is the most powerful, you know, law, I would say the law of divine oneness. And the first and most, you know, foundational law of the universe is the law of divine oneness, which highlights the, you know, interconnectedness of all things. It says that beyond our senses, every thought, action, and event is some way connected to anything and everything else. And so how you can apply that, applying it in real life entails in being compassionate with others and recognizing that we are all one. And you know, you are one with self. And so work this law by asking questions like, how can I show more compassion or acceptance towards those that don't understand or overstand me? I won't say, I know a lot of people want to say understand, but you don't stand over me. So we're going to say understand and overstand.
Right.
And what would you love to do? Like, what would love do? Like, let love speak for you.
Right.
And so, two, which is also major, which is why we're called Vibrate Higher, the law of vibration. Seeing is a constant motion. So vibrating at a specific frequency, it all matters. So this applies to the matter, but it also applies to one's personal frequency as well. This law says that our vibrational frequency can inform, you know, our life experience. Like, it makes a better experience in this realm. And so how you can apply it, you know, daily, is if you feel the need to elevate your frequency, you know, good vibes, high vibes here. And so, you know, there are a lot of great practices to do. So what I like to do, I get in the war room, but for those of you that don't got that quiet space, do some yoga. I do that as well. And you can do some sound bathing, listen to some tunes, and do balance some chakras. Like, if you're not balanced, if your chakras are not aligned, it's going to be a shitty-ass day for you anyway. So make sure, you know, you are aligned with your chakras daily and constantly work on those. And so, number three, the law of correspondence. So this law states that the patterns repeated throughout the universe and on a personal level, our reality is a mirror of what, you know, is happening inside of us at that moment. So like I tell people, as above, so below, and so within, so without. And so you have to remember, a lot of shit happens for us and not to us. We don't understand it at that time, but this shit really be happening for us. And so if you're in any trouble and solution situation, all I would suggest is, you know, just show yourself, like, show that you're about yourself and, you know, recognize what needs healing. Like, do not pay that attention. And again, as above, so below. So you have to be aligned. And so number four, the law of attraction. And this is the most talked about law universe. Like, everybody always speaks of law of attraction. So the law of attraction is often used for manifestation. And so it says that attracts like, you know, that like attracts like. And so and you get what you focus on. So not only that, but you have to believe what you're seeking is also possible to obtain. You have to know that you deserve that shit. And so
you gotta know
it's a simple law. Facts. You do. You got to know that that shit is already aligned within you. Like, what you're getting is what you deserve because it's already yours. But you say the same thing. Exactly. And so it's also similar to the law of vibration in this way. So it's important to learn how to vibrate at a level that attracts what you're seeking. Work on them fucking frequencies. And so if you want love but do not give love, for example, you're sending the universe a message about your priorities. If you repeat an affirmation but don't believe what you're saying, it's motherfucking useless. That shit is not going to work.
Right.
Like when they say when you're doing voodoo and shit, when you're doing magic, in order for that shit to work, you have to believe that that shit is going to work. So you got to know, I don't fuck with that, but when I put one out, I believe that that shit going to work, and you know that shit works because I told you that it works. So you got to believe that shit. And so when we focus on what we want versus on what we don't want, it will show up in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. Yes. And so for the fifth one, the law of inspired action, springing into action is what I was talking about. It's closely, yes. It's related to the law of attraction as well. And the law of inspired action is all about taking these real actionable steps to invite what we want into our lives. Often the inspiration
exactly.
comes from within. And you got to know that inspired action is gentle. So you have to know it's not always a plan of action. Sometimes that shit is just
right.
going to unfold. And so you can
exactly.
practice that. You can apply it by practicing the law in all, about slowing down, getting quiet, and creating that space for internal guidance. Like, that's what I'm saying. Isolate yourself and become one with yourself. And so when you
right.
let go of, the needed arrangement and control of things, like, that shit will start working out for itself. It'll start falling into place. You can't
falling
control
into place.
Everything. Exactly. And so once you start controlling shit, it kind of puts a tight fit on room to achieve, newer heights. So you got to, again, let that shit fall into place. And so moving on to number six, the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. Like, this law
Ooh.
States that
Ooh.
On an energetic level, everything in this universe is constantly evolving or fluctuating. So every action is preceded by a thought. And with that thought themselves having, it has the power to eventually manifest into our reality. And so when I do tarot
exactly.
readings a lot, I tell people, the shit that you create in your mind becomes your reality. So you got to make
exactly.
this shit work for you. So have you ever been around a negative motherfucker and just felt your energy just fucking lose your body?
Shit. Yes. Shit.
Facts.
That's
and
it.
So it's just like, and it can work the other way around as well. So higher frequencies,
mm-hmm.
they transmute lower ones when applied with intention. So how to apply it, just
yep.
knowing this, like, we can actively seek to uplift negative energy around us by manifesting positive thoughts and actions, no matter what, because I don't give a fuck. I will save the fuck out of you. I will put some positive thoughts on you. You're not going to bring me down. Get your negative, depressed, positive, hey, you got to go because you're not going to
yeah.
put that shit on me. You got to
exactly.
know whose energy you're feeling. And I would only connect with mine. Like, I'm going to block yours out. You're not going to bring me down with you.
Right.
And so
right.
that leads into
the
law. Go ahead.
I wanted to dig in right there because I believe me, my sister, and my brother, our family, our my mother's supporters, her friends, whoever helped her, recover from COVID just by going and visiting, giving her positive energy, being around her, speaking life back into her. My mama was on her deathbed. Do you understand me? This is how powerful our energies are as far as either vibrating high or low. That just means being your higher self. You know what I mean? All the negative comments you might say about yourself, that's another thing about the wordplay. Like, we have to know what we're saying. The language is cursed. We have to know what we're saying, because you could say a phrase, for so long and believe in this phrase, and the phrase just poof happened. I have to stop saying, when I laugh, I have to stop saying I'm dead or I'm sick. You
yes.
understand what I mean?
Yes, you have to stop that shit. Yes.
You have to quit.
Yes, I had to stop that as well. Because
you
hear me
saying,
I don't play
happy.
Like that.
I'm trying to reverse this shit. Reverse it. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead to the seventh law.
No, you good. You good. And so on that seventh law, cause and effect, straightforward. This law highlights the direction, relation between action and event. So what's important
right.
to note here is according to what we often can't see the effects, we often can't see the effects right away, but they always
right.
come back around. So again,
exactly.
for every action, there's a reaction. So you got to know that whether you know it or not. And so trust
yeah.
that every action will have a reaction, good or bad. And so what you put out there may not come back to you at that moment, but that vibration,
right.
that energy you put out there, it has
right.
a ripple effect.
Never
it's
die.
Fucking coming back. Exactly.
Never
die. It can even
never
hit
die.
Your kid. Y'all better know. And so
exactly.
if you're coming from a place of anger or resentment, if you put that energy out there, you think that shit ain't going to come back? it's going to come back. And sometimes that shit is times 10 or more. And so
exactly.
The eighth law, law of compensation. So the law of compensation relates closely to the law of attraction and the law of correspondence. You reap what you sow. It's the main way to take away from the law, you know. And so if you're seeking something, you must contribute in some way towards your goal. I hate when people fucking sit and think that they can just manifest and not do nothing. Just like people say in Christianity, without faith, the work is dead. So you can't be sitting there asking the universe to give you this and you just sitting there asking.
Right.
They don't, I give you shit. And so how to apply that, you know, you got to work this law in a manner that attracts or, you know, compensates for love and support. Ask yourself, where am I being called to serve? Like, and support others today. Like, support. Support each other.
Right.
And so, number nine, the law of, the law of relativity. And so, it suggests that we are inclined to compare, if this dog's going to shut up, I'm going to go crazy. We are inclined to compare things in our world, but in reality, everything is neutral. So you got to realize that relativism, it exists in all things. And in the end, meaning comes down to our perspective and our perception. And so how to apply this? You can apply this law by understanding the tough parts of our lives with greater compassion. And so you got to realize, like, for example, if we're feeling ungrateful for our living situations, it could be because we're comparing our arrangements to someone else's. Stop fucking looking. You know what I'm saying? Except it's in
the
where
frame.
You should be in life through somebody else's track.
Exactly.
Like, no, we don't do that.
Stop.
You
look,
are on your own timeline.
Looking, stop looking at the glass half empty. Look at it half full.
Hey.
Simple.
Better.
It's perception.
And that's exactly how you need to look at it. And so jumping in to jumping into the 10th law. So the law of polarity. So, like, everything in life has an opposite, good and evil. The movie Us showed you a good example of what the fuck I'm talking about. So when you got love, you got hate. When you got fear, you got bravery. When you got warmth, you got cold.
Right.
So the key is understanding that these things are all two-sided on the same coin. Got to think about it. And so you can work this law through, you know, the mantras or, you know, because, you know, that contrast, it brings clarity. And so if you're faced with a difficult situation, like a breakup or a health challenge, you know, tune into what the opposites look like. Like you just said, when you say you're having a good day, you're trying to turn this shit around. We're not going to speak that shit.
Yeah.
We're going to speak the good on it, even though we know that the bad exists. And so jumping into 11, the law of rhythm. Cycles are a natural part of the universe. Physically, you can think about the same seasons on Earth. In our own lives, we can remember the integration is just important as the growth. So we expect ourselves to be one way all the time, whether we're about, you know, whether we're on our spiritual journey or, you know, at work, our health, it doesn't matter, but that shit is not sustainable. So you have to realize, like, take note of those inner rhythms and try to work them out instead of fighting them. If you're feeling ran down, maybe it's better to give yourself some rest instead of trying to power through it. But you got to remember, you got to go through it, and you got to be aligned with one and understand and then shift. Follow those motherfucking rhythms. And so this last one I wanted to touch on, the law of gender. And it has everything to do with the masculine and feminine part two, energy that exists in all things.
Yeah.
Most of our society has, you know, historically operated from masculinity. You know, the hustle and do is a good example, mentality, which doesn't allow much room to just be who you are. So just wanted to touch loosely on these laws. And so on this 12th line, how to apply the law of gender, you know, achieve your own balance between the divine the divine masculine and the divine feminine energies in order to live, you know, to be true to yourself. And so, we got like 10 minutes. And so we're going to jump into nature before we get off of here. I do apologize. Those laws took so damn long. I was up all night just reading
and
just felt like we needed to touch on that. And so we can for sure have a part two when we come back with our other show. But I wanted to touch a little bit about nature and the benefits of it. What is nature for you?
Nature is everything for me. Benefits, everything. As far as mentally, man, you in a bad mood, you feeling any type of way, you can't tell me you take you a shower, you go outside, you know what I'm saying, sun shining, and you don't feel a little bit better.
Something wrong
outside,
with you if you don't.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, you don't feel a little bit better. You know, you ain't a little bit live, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, every other day I go outside and without my shoes on, I stand in some grass, walk up and down some grass, all of that, you know, for the benefits of cleansing your blood, getting those toxic metals, you know, pulled from you. Like I said, we are energy. We're magnetic. We are from head to toe. You hear me? You step in some grass and you simply, like, you do this daily, every day, your blood is going to be good. Your immune system is going to be good just from natural. You know what I'm saying? No pills, no none of that. And you can do this every day. You know, if you're able. I don't know anybody that's not, you know, unless you handicapped. But,
yeah.
But you know what I mean? Oh my goodness, our feet are the biggest pores on our body. You know what I'm
saying?
But
you still better get your feet out there. Wheel that chair out there.
You know, get it out there, that rubber, out them shoes, you know, out them slides. You know what I'm saying? Feel some grass. We help benefit the earth when we do that. Do y'all know that? Trees benefit us mentally. With, like, mental disorders, depression, shit like that, anxiety, shit like that, stress. You know what I'm saying? But that's how I feel about nature. That's just me. I don't mind being, you know, being in the heat, you know, for a little bit, get sweating, getting some of that salt out of eight, you know what I mean, up out of me.
You know what I mean? The natural way. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And I wanted to say, you know, being in nature helps you get grounded and connected spiritually. And so for me, it's kind of, you know, a little bit about just like you. And so, but getting grounded is key because when you're grounded, you're connected to everything aligned to you. And it also has a lot to do with the base chakra. So I always tell people the benefits of the sun is a healing guider. So when you rise up, do your daily routine, you know, walk outside to the grass. And let the sun guide you to healing, meaning the first place that the sun hits you, you know you need to work on that area for the day. Sit with yourself in nature and watch how you grow. And once you are connected, you'll be able to see with your ears, breathe with your third eye, and hear with your eyes and more. And it sounds crazy, but it's real and true. Like, it's great to tap in, like a great way to tap in with meditate daily. That's what I tell people. Meditate. Yeah. I don't put a timeline on it. Like, I don't put no time on it because my meditation sessions are sacred to me. And so time don't even really exist. And so for beginners, I do recommend the 5 to 10 minutes with no distractions and let it build as you go along. And so, but as you meditate, I do this in a dark closet. I grab a piece of paper and a pen and I focus on breathing. And after I inhale and exhale a good, you know, deep 5, 10 times, I start meditating. I just click in, and I write the first 5 things that I see, then the 4 things that I feel, the 3 things that I hear, the 2 things that I taste, and the 1 thing that I smell. And sometimes I reverse it and go different routes and switch up what I feel in number-wise. And so I do that because we travel through portals easily. This shit is paper thin. And so each time I go into my war room and I meditate, no experience is the same. And so I want y'all to get at a try, and to the listeners, y'all can comment in the comment section, and we'll check it out next time. Hopefully y'all comment, but if y'all don't, still share it with me. I don't know how you get it to me, but if you don't, still fucking try it. And so another good reason to soak up the sun in nature is because it helps with mental health, and we're going to have to pick up on a part two because we're running out of time. Mm-hmm. But with us being super human beings that we are, our people, we don't talk about mental health. And one of my best friends committed suicide, so I like to speak on mental health every chance I get.
Right.
And as
right.
always, I don't mean nothing by say, but I always offer my services to the Black men going through it, because not only am I a helper, and I will help everyone. It's not about Black men, but Black men were taught that it was not okay to cry, or, you know, basically
right.
it's a crime, and it's fucked up and it's bullshit. And so
right.
I most definitely, you know, want to be there for anyone with any, you know, needing any mental health. And so I did have a poem I wanted to read really quickly before I close out. Well, not before we close out, because we just have a few seconds. And then again, we'll pick up on a part two. But it just all aligns with nature. And I wrote this at a time when, hell, I just had started loving myself. So, and this is in my poetry collection. It is called The Book of Songs. It is available on Amazon, but this poem is called Hypothetically. And so, if I were my hair, I'd blow and grow ferocious as trees and care for it as bees do honey. If I were my eyes, I'd stop looking into others and look into me, finding all flaws I pretended weren't underneath. If I were my breast, I'd take my head off and lay it there just to hear the songs in my heart that's now buried under unforgiven pain. If I were my arms, I'd let me hug me for all the times I was tricked into thinking I wasn't enough. If I were my insides, I'd carefully watch my intake no matter the flow of the lake. If I were my thighs and legs, I walk away from every motherfucker I begged, pled, or made peace with on some shit they tried to keep a secret. If I were my feet, I'd kick myself in the ass for the shit I allowed to repeat while digging up what I placed beneath. Now I am my skin, and I apologize for ever trying to blend, covering up the kinks and blemishes when the real beauty is what's within. But mostly, I am the queen that wears the crown. But mostly, I am the head that wears the crown, a true queen, and I will never give you less of me. And I wanted to speak on that a little bit, just tying it in with nature, because once you do get into nature, you do learn to love yourself for who you are. You don't, you know, go for, you know, trying to keep up with the Kardashians or whoever the fuck y'all idolize. You would see that being in nature and being natural is who you truly are, and in water you are your purest, purest form. And so, yeah, you most definitely need to get in nature and not just seeking, you know, soaking up some sun, getting some water, just whatever
right.
resonates with you. You know, let nature call you. And we got like 2 minutes left, Queen T. Your thoughts, your notes, anything you want to say?
Yes, I just want to speak on, you know, what you said about the Black men and, you know, not being able to talk or cry about, you know, how they feel. I'm raising three kings myself. My bad. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I have a bonus son.
Yeah, so you got three. You got three.
So, I'm raising three. You know what I'm saying? And I don't play that. If they cry, if they feel any type of way, they need a hug, it's there available. I'm here. My lovely spouse is here. You know what I mean? Like, you know, anytime, we don't play like that, because I've seen it happen. We grew up around that, you know? And
It cost a lot of buildup.
But, yes, please, please, hug your boys. Let your boys cry on your shoulder. Be there, especially if they don't
like
have that Jonathan, outlet.
You better
that
come and talk to me.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah,
that's
talk
I'm
to
sorry.
Me. And so... No, you're totally fine. And I feel like I've been talking the whole damn show. But we do got to come back for part two. So it's
part
been
two.
A pleasure with this podcast. Like, I enjoyed this episode. We got a little deep and then we took a few routes. But, hey, we brought it back full circle.
Right.
And we will be back with a part two Tuesday, 4 p.m., same time. Vibrate higher. I am Lissa Renee. Queen T, you can close us out.
Well, part two. We sure do appreciate our listeners. I appreciate everybody tapped in. Who did, who didn't? Because we know what? We love everybody. Simple
exactly.
as that. We'll be back
sending love and light to all.
You hear me? It ain't stopping us. We'll be
with a
heart
full of gratitude and a mind full of peace. It's how you should live. It's how you should be. With a heart full of gratitude and a mind full of peace. That's how you should love. That's how you stay free. Yeah. 2020 AD. I just wanna make love. I just wanna make peace. I just wanna stay free. 2020 AD. I just wanna make love. I just wanna make peace. I just wanna stay free. Gratitude. That's my everyday.